Smith. John, the preliminary hospital report, and it's some wars going on with the hospitals?
Yeah, and it's really not so much the friendly competition between our two hospitals here I'm talking about. Listeners probably remember that almost exactly a year ago, Sparks, which was a community-owned hospital here, of course, in our area, sold to a publicly traded company by the name of HMA. Well, now we've got a situation going on where Community Health Systems, which is another, even larger, publicly traded hospital company, they're headquartered in Franklin, Tennessee. In fact, Community was one of the companies that was trying to buy Sparks at the same time that HMA was. HMA won the bidding war. But Community has made a hostile offer to buy Tenet Healthcare, which is a third publicly traded hospital company headquartered in Dallas. It's kind of interesting. Community operates 122 hospitals with about 18,000 licensed beds. Their stock trades at about $31 a share. They're about a $3 billion company. Tenet Healthcare, which is headquartered in Dallas, has 53 hospitals with about 14,000 beds. Back in 2008, the stock for Tenet dropped as low, got below $1 a share during that meltdown 2 years ago. Well, now Community is trying to buy them, and it's not a friendly buyout. They've offered $6 a share. The stock yesterday for Tenet was trading at about $4 a share. So it's really all kind of very interesting. And by the way, HMA, which was the successful bidder in buying Sparks here locally, is about a $2 billion company. They're headquartered in Naples, Florida. They've got 55 hospitals. You might say, well, why is everybody fighting over hospitals and trying to buy hospitals and surgery centers? Well, part of it is trying to navigate what's going on with health care. But the board of Tenet Healthcare in Dallas says they're not taking this very lightly. They say, quote, that the offer does not even remotely represent fair value to shareholders. So now Community has decided to go directly to the shareholders, and since the board rejected it, and pursue a hostile takeover. So we continue to see consolidation in the medical field, and interestingly enough, one of the players was a company that tried to buy one of our local hospitals. We also continue to follow the fiasco that's going on in Washington, D.C. about the extension of the tax rates, referred to as the Bush tax cuts. As we know, President Obama announced on national TV on Tuesday that he had reached a deal, a compromise with the GOP. Yesterday morning, Harry Reid in the Senate said that there wasn't much work to be done. It was pretty much done in the Senate, but guess what? The Democratic caucus said no dice. So now we have a situation where the Democratic-controlled House is fighting with the White House, and the White House has reached a compromise with the GOP, and the Senate says they'll go along, and here we are caught right in the middle. So we'll see what happens. It is interesting that based upon the assumption that the tax rates get extended, there have been some companies that have raised their growth rates for GDP, gross domestic product, for next year. For example, PIMCO, the largest bond fund manager in the world, and they've raised, based upon the assumption that the tax rates are extended into next year, they bumped the growth rate for GDP next year from 2 to 2.5% to 3 to 3.5%. So at least the large money managers and economists believe that the passage of these the continuance of these tax rates are critical for the economy to grow at some reasonable level in 2011-2012.
And John, the Obamacare, the health care plan that many people are not very happy with, it has caused some of this hospital shakeup with the apparent effort to try to eliminate doctors owning their own medical facilities.
Yeah, that's true. There's a provision, it's my understanding that, and I haven't read the law recently, but physicians cannot refer to facilities that they have a proprietary interest in, physician-owned hospitals, after January, unless they're grandfathered by January 1st. So there's a lot of things going on, and we'll see whether this big merger between Community and Tenet happens or not, but it's obvious that they're trying to become leaner and more efficient, and as one guy said, navigate this complicated course of healthcare reform.
Very, very complicated.
Yeah.
Navigate may not be the best word for it. I don't know.
That's
it's great. A jump and run, I guess. John, thank you.
Take care, Bill. Have a good weekend.
You too.